Blog Talk Radio.
See, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing and infest.
They left Jordahar and they camped in Abrana. They left Abrana and they camped in Zion Gay. They left Zion Gay and they camped in Kadesh in the wilderness of Zion. They left Kadesh and they camped in the Mount of Hor at the border of Edom. They left while they was at the foot of the mountain of Hor. Aaron the priest was directed by the Lord to go up into the mountain, and there he died. This happened in the midsummer, on the first day of the fifth month, and the 40th year after Israel departed from Egypt. Aaron was 123 years old when he died there on Mount Hor. At that time, the Canaanite king of Rahab, who lived in Nazareth, in the land of Canaan, heard that the people of Israel was approaching his land. Meanwhile, the Israelites left Mount Hor and came to Zebamah. And they left Zebamah and camped in Punor. They left Punor and they camped in Obor. They left Obor and they camped in Aaron Baram, the border of Moab. They left Aaron Abram and camped in Dimon Gad. They left Dimon Gad and they camped in Armah Dismont. And they left Armah Dismont and they camped in the mountain east of the river near Mount Nebo. They left the mountain east of the river and they camped in the plain of Moab beside the Jordan River across from Jericho. Along the Jordan River, they camped from Bethel Jamon as far as the meadow of Kar and the plain of Moab. While they was camping near the Jordan River and the plain of Moab opposite of Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, "Give the following instruction to the people of Israel. When you cross the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, you must drive out all the people living there. You must destroy all the carved and molded images and demolish all their pagan shrines. Take possession of the land, selling it, because I have given it to you to occupy. You must distribute the land among the clans and sacred lots and in the portion of their sizes. A large portion of the land will be allotted to each of the large clans, and a small portion will be allotted to each of the small clans." They decided of the sacred lot is found. In this way, the portion of the land will be divided among your ancestors' tribes. But if you fail to divide out the people who live in the land, those who remain will be like splinter in your eyes and a thorn in your side. They will harass you in the land where you live, and I will do to you what I have planned to do to them. Amen. I read the entire chapter of 33. May God add a blessing upon his reading of his word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, we didn't have any new callers, so we're going to go ahead with the meeting. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Father, we know that you're the only true source of love. Thank you for including us in your love affair. You share with your son. Open our heart to receive your love so that we may worship and know you. Father, we continue to need your love. Teach us how to abide in your love so that your power may flow through us to affect others. We ask you, Lord, bless this prayer line, and we just give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing on the prayer line, Mom. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
Good
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do one more roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started. I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, and Mom, and myself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, do you have any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Matthew. Wait a minute. I'm reading from Matthew, the 4th chapter. Jesus' ministry in Galilee. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all the manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people.
Mm.
And his fame went throughout all of Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken and with divers diseases and torment, and those which was possessed with devils, and those which are lunatic, and those which had palsy, and he healed them. And they followed him, great multitude of the people from Galilee, and from Damascus and Jerusalem, and from Judah and beyond Jordan. This is where Jesus was going around in Galilee, healing the sick. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Matthew. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading Psalm 66. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all the land. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorified. Say unto God, how terrible art thou is thy work. Through the greatness of the powers shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to their name. Come and see the work of God. He is terrorist and his turn toward children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruled his power forever. His eye be called the nation. Let not the rebellious exalt himself. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise be heard, which holds our soul in life, and suffer not our feet to be moved. For God has provoked us, tried us, as silver is tried. Though brought us up into the net that laid affectionately upon our line, that had caused men to ride over our head. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Just to give everyone a heads up, Angela may or may not join us today. She's in her book club meeting. And may God bless her meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I will go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm out of town, 102.
You said Psalms?
Yeah, Psalms 102.
Thank you.
Verse 20-21. But you, O Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion. But it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants. Her very dust moved them to pity. The nation will fear the name of the Lord All the kings of the earth will reference your glory. For the Lord will reveal Zion and appear in his glory. He will respond to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their plea. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from the sanctuary on high. From heaven he viewed the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoner and release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion and be praised in Jerusalem. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see. Next, I go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, all right. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Colossians. Chapter 1, starting at verse 15, Christ is superior. Christ is the invisible image of the invisible God. He exists before anything was created, and he is the supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heaven realm and on earth. He made the thing we can see and the thing we can't see, such as throne, kingdom, ruler, and authority in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God is all his God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace in everything in heaven and on earth by the means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemy, separated from him by evil thought and action. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Genesis, 3rd chapter, 9-7. Don't go there. Don't go there is an expression used by our young people to one another when they about to say or do something that has undesirable consequences. Can't you just hear God saying, don't go there? When Satan comes Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Satan started with ennuidic. Did God say that? He appealed to their intelligence. Who do you know that died from eating the fruit of the tree? He closed with an appeal of ego. There is nothing on with being on God level. All these channels God tried to tell Adam and Eve, don't listen. This advice is wrong. You don't understand what will happen if you go against my counsel. Don't go there. But instead of listening to God, Adam and Eve went there
and because they listened to the wrong voice, hated jealousy, violent crime, racism, and sexism prevail in our world. It is easy to see how Adam and Eve messed up, but consider what the consequences have been when we took the wrong advice, unwanted pregnancy, unemployment, incarceration, death, broken home, and financial ruin. Something we choose the past see as painful. The past is immediately gratification, but invisibly it backfires to destroy our lives. How then can we repair our finances, circumstance, health, employment, situation, family, and standing in the community? Even though we might not see or understand the reason behind God's wisdom and counsel, it's better to obey. Obey God's voice and wisdom will always bring us health and peace and keep us out of destruction entanglement. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Genesis. Next I have Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Revelation 3, Genesis verse 14. The message.
I'm sorry, what book are you coming out of?
Revelation.
Revelation. Okay, thank you.
Third chapter, the message of the message to the church at Laodicea. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, said the angel. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with good and have need of nothing. I knowest not what thou art. I knowest that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white radiant raiment, that thou might be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou might see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and we will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sit down with my Father in the throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Revelation. Let's see here. We have reached a part of our program for the sick and shut in. And if everyone would bow their head, please, Auntie Carrie will lead us out in that.
Father, we come to you thanking you for all you have done for us, our sick brothers and sisters. Thank you for giving us another day, keeping us in your grace and mercy. We love you, and we know that all things work for the good for those that love the Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that sick and shut in prayer, Auntie Carrie. Next, we have the birthdays. Week of March 31st through April 6th. Okay, well, we know it's someone's birthday. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Okay, Hubert, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down a list you should share or pass. And I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Blessings for the Morning. Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verse 11 to 13. For I know this plan I have for you, declared the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for reading that blessing out of Jeremiah and T. Dot. Let's see here. Next, I go to Auntie Marie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry, Auntie Marie. Can you hear me? Okay, yes, ma'am.
Luke, the 14th chapter, large crowd were traveling with Jesus and turning to them, he said, if anyone come to me, does not hate father, mother, wife, or children, brother, and sister, yet even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciples, and whosoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you want to build a town. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? But if you lay down the foundation are not able to finish, everyone who sees it will ridicule you and saying this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. And amen, that's it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Luke. Next, I go to Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share this from this little pamphlet. If Jesus came to your house, it's taken from Revelation 3:20. If Jesus came to your house, he's been a day or two. If he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you would do. Oh, I know you give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you would serve him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad you have him there. But serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched and welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in, or hide some magazine and put the Bible where they had been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he had not heard and wish he had not uttered that last hasty word? Would you hide your worldly and put some hymn books out? Would you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things that you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would your life continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up at usual pace? Or would you find it hard to hear to say a table grace? Would you sing your songs you've always sang and read the book you read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plan for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have them meet your very close friends? Or would you hope they will stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last had gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you.
Amen, amen. Her call dropped right after she finished.
Amen.
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 Amen. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay, next I go to Mom. Any good news? I'm sorry. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight? Hold on just a second. Let me get Auntie Janet back in. Auntie Janet?
Okay.
Auntie Janet?
Yes, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We noticed the call dropped. Did you want to add something else to that?
I don't know where I stopped. I thought I finished it.
That was wonderful. We really enjoyed that reading. That was
amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
You have to get a good fan house.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next, I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to ask everybody to pray for Bruce and get in the hospital every this Wednesday with a fever. So far, they haven't got it down. So I'm just asking.
What'd you say, May?
Pray for Bruce. He's
okay.
He's in the hospital. He's been in there since Wednesday of this week. And we're just hoping, pray that he'd be soon they find out what that fever is coming from and he can go
home.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Then I can keep this out of loop. Because Solid Christian, some people have to use salt substitutes for health reasons. But nothing is better than the taste of a real salt. It tastes a secret. It brings to life the flavor of certain food. Without salt, certain food tastes bland and medium to some. Unsalted food is not worth eating. As Jesus addressed the multitude, he compared those who claim a strong faith being evident by the way they live to salt that has lost its saltness. In effect, Jesus declared that salt without flavor is not fit for human consumption. Those who would be the salt of the earth and who would season the world with a flavor of God's love must count the cost of discipline. Forsake everything to follow Jesus and make the work of the kingdom first priority in their lives. Anyone who does work through them, does it like a salty substitute with no strength of life-altered power working through them. Jesus turned disciples flavor the living of those they meet with miracle-working power, spiritual excitement, and enthusiasm. Jesus disciples savior of flavor and make a difference in the world. Let us so live that we are truly the salt of the earth, not salt substitute. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to let everybody know that my daughter Hazel made it back home safely. And I'll be reading it.
Amen.
Jacob, I like thee, for he is the maker of all things, including the sky for his inheritance. Lord, I'll meet with his name. You are my warrior, my weapon for battle. With you I shatter nations. With you I destroy kingdoms. With you I shatter horse and rider. With you I shatter chariot and driver. With you I shatter man and woman. With you I shatter old men and youth. With you I shatter young men and maidens. With you I shatter shepherd and flock. With you I shatter farm and horse. With you I shatter governors and officials. Before your eyes I will repay Babylon and all who live in Babylon for all the wrong they have done in Zion, declares the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. I didn't catch where you was reading from.
Jeremiah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share? Any testimony, song, or poem you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already exists. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gave light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into this very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people. Even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfaithful love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father, one and only Son. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading out the best Bible prayers. The serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. Accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking, as he did, the sinful world as it is, not as I will have it. Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and extremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of the best Bible prayer book, the Serenity Prayer. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, is there anything anyone would like to share with the group before we go into our closing prayer? I can't hear you. Okay, well, I'd just like to extend the suggestion to continue to pray for Bruce, and we hope he have a speedy recovery. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we welcome Auntie Marie back.
You've
been a few days. Praise God.
Amen.
And we also like to welcome Auntie Janet back. We miss you as well.
Okay,
you had us here there, but and everything is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. And we welcome Auntie Dot back.
Amen.
Early spring vacation. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Okay. If there's nothing else to be shared, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. I come to you in humility, in fear, in trembling, and seeking the truth. I come to you in gratitude and love and to the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. I ask you, O Heavenly Father, bind any stronghold of my life interfering with my relationship with you. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to keep me strong, that I will not allow these strongholds to come back into my life after you, Lord, have delivered me from them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that closing prayer, Hubert. And before I go into the conclusion, I also like to thank Auntie Betty for the reading of Numbers today. Amen. She did a great job. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And also like to thank Auntie Carrie. She filled in for the sick and shut-in, and she did an awesome job in that department. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to open those doors back up again. Anyone would like to do any reading? Let's see. We have Numbers. We have Bless the Prayer Lines. We have the sick and shut-ins. We have the closing prayer. Anyone wants to volunteer to take on any of those roles?
I'll do the closing prayer. I'm Betty Williams.
Auntie Betty, closing. Amen. Okay, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight.
Loretta, I'll do the blessing of the prayer line.
Who is that, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Auntie Carrie, you're going to bless the prayer line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got that down.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much. We have Auntie Carrie doing the blessing of the prayer line next week, and we have Auntie Betty doing the closing prayer. Any other offers, any other takers?
Yeah,
we have Numbers still open, and we have the sick and shut in still open, and we have the closing prayer still. Nope, the opening prayer. Nope, we do not. We just have Numbers and sick and shut in open.
Amen.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'll read Numbers next week.
Who is that, Hubert?
Yeah.
Okay, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellon family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, our schools, and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
along these lines. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For the thine is in the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Keep the faith from the Nellens family. Trust in him. Good night. We love you all.